Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to the Edit Your Life podcast. I'm Christine Coe.
And I'm Asha Dornfest, and we're here to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome.
We share practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection.
And we believe that baby steps are the key to getting there.
Good morning, Asha. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. You know, I'm excited for our conversation today. We're going to be talking about small comforts. We sort of came up with this on the fly over text. And I think it really spoke to me because I feel like leaning into the small things is survival right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was when we were texting and you were like, you know, this would be a really great thing to talk about on the podcast. I love that you brought this up as an idea because, you know, we talk about baby steps all the time. We talk about small things, but I think right now in this particular moment in all of our lives, small has taken on a new meaning. And actually it sort of brings to mind something that we wrote about all those years ago when we wrote Minimalist Parenting. And in the money chapter, we were just talking about, you know, a way to think about spending your money. And we talked about the difference between wants, needs, and loves. Mm. And I often recall that conversation. So just to catch everybody up, I mean, I think it's at this point, we all understand the difference between wants versus needs. But the stuff we love is sort of in its own special category. And it's not always easy to define it or even admit it. But it's really central to the idea of editing your life because what you love, the little things that you love and that give you joy or comfort or whatever, it's these things are personal, and embracing them really requires knowing that about your, you know, knowing yourself and sort of accepting yourself. So I feel like that's what we're going to be sort of talking around a little bit in this episode.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's, yes, absolutely. And it's so interesting because just yesterday, I'll try to link the post up. No, I can link the post up. It was on Instagram. But, you know, our friend Liz Gumbiner of Cool Mom Picks and the Spawned podcast, she was writing in her feed about kind of like self-care and go-tos and things. I actually was just on their podcast talking about self-care and my sort of reframing to protective and restorative care. And one of her commenters said something about, was really lamenting that, you know, the self-care go-tos, those comforts, just a lot of the typical ones, I believe this person was referring to theater, you know, the arts, just aren't possible right now. And Liz made a comment that really kind of sort of jangled something in my head. And she said something about how, you know, she understands advice like take a walk and then that'll feel good and she'll do it. But then an hour later, she'll be like, okay, now what? And mm-hmm. So I commented that, you know, I think we need what I guess, I actually, this is what I wrote. I said, we need what I guess I will call an arsenal of mundane positive touch point options to get us through the day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like now more than ever, because things are so hard, so persistently, that it's really, really important for us to identify these little small comforts, you know, so we can go to them when we need them through the day. Because I feel like our emotions are just all over the place all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, it's funny as you were talking, somehow this visual metaphor popped into my mind of, you know, like a lens that you focus and, you know, different things come into focus as you look through it. And I find that, you know, as the big things like theater or some of the big things that we go to take care of ourselves, you know, I'm sure there are some that are more, you know, sort of every day. If those are unavailable, it's like we have to tighten the focus on that lens and get smaller and smaller and smaller. Mm. And now, you know, I am not using the term silver lining in this podcast. What I will say, though, is that learning to perceive those tinier bits of comfort is actually an amazing thing to carry through your life, mm-hmm. you know? And so I feel like, you know, as we are talking about this, as I was getting ready for this podcast, it was such a good exercise for me to walk through just my day, my thoughts, my house, and think about, you know, what really does make me happy about what's going on around here? Or like, what are the little comforts? So, you know, there is something there that is valuable and that we will take with us, you know, long after this is behind us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, I think it's also, you know, it's sort of that leads me to think something else, which is, you know, here we are. We, you know, our podcast is Edit Your Life. It's about, you know, editing out the unnecessary. And I think the word unnecessary is really telling because there's so much like decluttering porn out there. There's sort of, you know, the evangelism of minimalism, right? And you know, all these decluttering truisms have taken root. Like, for example, if you haven't used it in a year, get rid of it or whatever. Okay, fine. I get it. It is a good thing to declutter and not have your space filled with, you know, literal junk or clutter. But the fact is we're spending more time than ever in our homes and we're missing people. We're missing experiences. Sometimes we stumble onto some old thing or something that may not be useful in the way that it used to be. But it's useful to us now in what it, you know, helps us experience in terms of memories or making associations. You know, it is something to note that your experience with an item changes as you change. And so I think that truisms like that can be useful, but only to a certain point. And, you know, we have relationships with our stuff. And I feel like those connections feel extra precious right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny, weirdly, I'm going to bring up an underwear example, and I apparently seem to be talking about underwear a lot lately, but but actually this is a different underwear commentary. But your comment here reminds me that so recently in Boston, it was like real feel negative 17. It was pretty darn cold here.
Negative 17
real
degrees?
Feel. Yeah. So like with the wind, you know, so maybe on the actual thermometer would read 7 degrees, but with the wind, it was like negative 17. And so I actually had recently sort of cleaned up my closet. I'm definitely a big fan of like getting rid of stuff that really no longer fits you. But I discovered as I was digging around in this particular little bin of things, a base layer that, you know, John had got me. And then this top and bottom, I mean, honestly, a little ridiculous looking when I put it on, but silk long underwear set. It's white. Mm-hmm. And my mother-in-law bought it for me like 20 years ago when we lived in Canada and it was really, really cold. And I just was so grateful that I held on to these old long underwear. And it was nice because it was like, as you said, it was like a touch point with a memory, you know, the person who gave it to me. Other times when I've been really cold and rescued by this little thing. So, you know, it really is important to remember that, you know, not all, as you say, not all decluttering truisms are reality and fact or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, like we as human beings and our stuff, you know, there's more nuance there. And I think that's good. Okay. Can I just say one thing about silk long underwear?
Yeah.
I used to have silk long underwear. I no longer do, but I remember those days well. And I am such a long underwear fan. And I live on the West Coast in the Pacific Northwest where it never gets to real feel negative 17 degrees, which is that's not habitable for human life, Christine.
I understand. I go out very briefly. I only went out to take my dog out and I was grumbling under my breath, you know.
Well, I'm kidding because the fact is that, you know, during normal times, my kid goes to college in Minnesota. So he knows all about it. But long underwear is the greatest thing in the world. So sometime we'll have, let us have an extended underwear conversation.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
In the meantime, I think our point has been made. And, so basically in the rest of this episode, we're just going to talk a little more about some of the small comforts that are really bringing us joy right now, bringing us comfort, or, you know, helping us feel more grounded. And, like to Liz's point, like, what now? I'm hoping these little stories will help spark some recognition in you as you think about your own, you know, day-to-day life, which, you know, looks remarkably the same oftentimes right now. Mm-hmm. But hopefully this will add a little bit of variety, and you might even find some things that you've forgotten about.
Yeah, totally. All right. Well, I can't wait to hear about your small comforts, Asha, and we will get to that after a quick break.
Did you know that hyaluronic acid naturally occurs in our skin, but decreases gradually as we age, leading to thinner, drier skin? If you're looking for support hydrating your skin from the inside out, check out one of the tools in my hydration arsenal, Rituals Hyacera, which I take every morning. Rituals products are tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals, and Hyacera is clinically proven to reduce fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. They also engage in industry-leading sustainability standards and are a female-founded B Corp, which means they hold themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of people and our planet. Want to join me in hydrating from the inside out? Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/edit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/edit for 25% off. People often talk about the impact of things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrition on skin, but did you know those things impact your hair too? If you've been dealing with hair thinning, you are not alone, and Nutrafol is here to help. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. I appreciate that they offer formulas tailored to different life stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Edit Your Life listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code EDIT. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. That's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and use promo code EDIT. That's Nutrafol.com using promo code EDIT.
Okay, friends, we are back and we're going to talk about small comforts. I'm going to start with one of my favorites. Anybody who is connected to me online, I guess, will know that I love reading. Actually, anybody who listens to this podcast and has heard one of our back episodes on entertainment faves, I love reading so much. And I was going to say it's a small comfort, but it's actually probably a big comfort too, has been my library book stack. I am a huge fan of paper books. I did, during like library shutdown time early on in the pandemic, I did finally kind of cave and start reading ebooks because I was very desperate, but there's something about paper books. And so I'm a big fan of the library hold system, which means that, you know, you can request books. You never know when they're going to come. And so occasionally it's like Christmas and you get like a notification that like 6 of your books have come in all at once. So I always have a running stack of books at my bedside. And it has, one of the great joys of this is that Violet also is a voracious reader. And so we cuddle up on the couch each evening for quiet reading time. And it's just the best. QRT.
Quiet reading time.
I love quiet reading time so much. Oh my gosh.
Well, I have to tell you that I also live in a county that has an unbelievable library system with an unbelievable hold system. And I have been a, you know, patron of the library hold system for years, and it's the best. It is absolutely the best. And I'm so glad you mentioned your library book stack. I also usually have a library book stack, and I have actually made a very mindful turn toward reading because I found myself quite distracted this last little while. And I've been spending time every day reading, and just it feels like returning to friends, you know, my big stack of books. And so I actually, it's funny, I posted something about that on Instagram, which I'll link up. And I think it's so wonderful. And I'll just say one other thing about library books, and that is I am reading the book titled The Library Book by Susan Orlean right now.
Oh, yes.
It is such an amazing book, and I've only just started it, but already I'm just sort of enraptured with this book. But one of the things she talks about in there is this notion of, you know, when you're a kid and you go to the library, if you're a bookish kid, and I loved to read when I was a kid, you walk into this big place with all these books and you get to wander around and it's like free books. And it's really true. When all your holds come in, it's just the most amazing feeling of abundance. Like,
it really is.
All this stuff and all this time. Like, you, it's not just the information, it's the hours of pleasure sitting in front of you that have just come in from the library. It's so exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ah, libraries. Okay. Simple pleasures, indeed. Okay, so my first small comfort, not surprisingly, starts in my garden. And I'm going to say my pruning tools, like for pruning bushes and pruning plants, like clippers and loppers, you know, the big ones. So not surprisingly, this is connected to my dad. So as many of you know, because I've talked about my dad quite a bit on this podcast, he was a gardener. And he, you know, put me to work as a kid in the garden all the time, doing all the most boring work. And there was a lot of pruning. And let me tell you, when I was a kid, I didn't like it. Now I love pruning. It is sort of how some people love ironing or vacuuming. It's like, you know, a way to restore order. When I go out and I prune, it just gets me super close to my my plants. And not only that, my tools. My dad taught me how to take care of my tools. And so he was always saying, don't just leave them around. You have to oil them. You have to this. And so it's so like basic, but I feel like these tools, I take them out every year. They are just with me all the time. I feel happy every time I pick them up. So my pruning tools, you know, like when life is hard, I go grab my loppers and I go chop something down. And every time I feel better.
That's a big deal to find the things that like you feel happy every time you pick them up. That's huge.
Yeah, it is huge. And actually, I feel like there's a little lesson here. And that is that having good tools, whether it's gardening tools or kitchen tools or you know, I don't know what, a good hairbrush or whatever, any sort of tool that you use to do something else, it doesn't necessarily mean the most expensive thing. Mm-hmm. But buying quality tools is like, it's like the gift that keeps on giving, you mm-hmm. know, because they just last forever. It's mm-hmm. so great.
I know. I feel that way about, I wasn't planning on talking about this, but you're just reminding me when you say not the most expensive things, that one mm-hmm. of my favorite things that kitchen tools is my little wooden old school like juicer, like to take mm-hmm. the juice out of lemons. It costs like probably mm-hmm. like $4. It's like one of those wooden ones. And it's the best thing. And it just makes
lemon
me so
reamer.
Happy.
Citrus
Thank you.
Reamer.
Citrus reamer. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's the best thing, not expensive. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, speaking of practical, I wanted to give a shout out to, like, I'm so, I don't know, around Christmas time, I'm so practical, and I know my, and in general, like, I don't know, I think I'm a little bit of a frustrating person to shop for, but I will say, actually, one of these things I asked for and the others I didn't, but I've had some mostly practical Christmas gifts that have just kept on giving, notably, I've talked before about how I'm always cold, like always, and I just have low core temperature. John got me a couple pairs of like really great wool socks, and I'm not kidding. They are the only things I've put on my feet since Christmas. I just keep rotating them back and forth and laundering them.
Don't even get me started on wool socks.
I've only worn these wool socks. It's crazy. I also asked for wasabi peas. I actually asked for them for my birthday in October and didn't get them, so I asked for them again for Christmas, and John got me a massive bag. And they, because I used to get them at my local market and then they stopped carrying them and I was so sad and I couldn't find them. And so he got me a giant bag. It's almost gone. I might put a small request for another one.
Valentine's Day wasabi peas.
Valentine's Day wasabi peas. There you go. And then also something that John got me that I actually posted on Instagram about, but was just like a little inexpensive Sudoku book, but one with like a pretty cover. And it has been getting used like every day in our house by me and other people. So
nice.
Yeah. So just like little small things to kind of or have just been wonderful. I will say, though, that I bought Vi a tortilla blanket, like a blanket that looks like a burrito tortilla. And that's been a pretty non-practical, magical, small comfort runner-up.
Non-practical? That seems very practical to me.
No, I guess it is practical. Yeah, we often cuddle up under it during QRT. So it's.
I was just going to say, that is a key accessory to QRT.
It's fabulous. Yeah.
Very nice. Let me just say, wool socks, 1 year. Okay, I don't celebrate Christmas. I celebrate Hanukkah. 1 year for Hanukkah. My mom said, what do you want for Hanukkah? And I said, wool socks. She looked at me. I said, no, really, wool socks. My wool socks have holes. And she got me 5 pairs of wool socks, most of which I still wear.
That's like a big deal. Yeah.
Yes, it is a big deal. And she just looked at me with this look on her face like, okay, whatever, because she lives in California. And she's like, I don't get it about the wool socks. I was like, okay, if you ever move to Portland, Mom, you'll get it.
You'll get it. Yes.
So I understand. I just want to say. Okay. So my next small comfort is my very favorite coffee mug, which, by the way, is sitting right here next to my microphone as we podcast.
Is it your thank you, Obama?
It's not my thanks, Obama coffee mug. It is a coffee mug that, excuse me, my father-in-law just bought for me. And there are many reasons I love this coffee mug. First of all, my father-in-law is also a coffee fanatic, and he understands the pleasures of a favorite mug. He also has a favorite mug. So we have discussed this at length. Second of all, it is shaped perfectly for my hands. You know how it is? Like you have to have the right shape, and it's just the right thickness. So that's the other thing that I have a thing about. Like it can't be too thick. Perfect handle. A nice color, and it was handmade by a Portland artist, so I got to buy it from the guy who made it.
Yeah.
So I literally every morning I wake up and I have my coffee. We set it up ahead of time. My coffee mug is sitting there next to the coffee maker just waiting, and every morning I think to myself, gosh, I love coffee. Boy, I love this mug. It just gives me pleasure every morning. I actually text my father-in-law about it most weeks. Like, hey, I love this mug.
Have you posted a picture? You should post a picture of this mug. We need to see it.
Okay, I'll post a picture of the mug. Maybe I'll post a picture of my messy desk and my microphone and my mug. You can see my scene right now.
Yeah, yeah. That's wonderful. I love that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we have a few more things we're going to discuss on small comforts, and we'll do that after a quick break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships, how to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/edit. As you know, I am all about micro-improvements, and if you'd like to dedicate a little time each day to learn a language, I have a great solution for you. Babbel is a science-backed language learning app that offers 10-minute language lessons designed to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Materials are rooted in real-life situations, so you can learn important basics such as ordering food and asking for directions. Babbel offers personalized learning content, real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations, and their speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. No matter what level you are looking for, casual, intense, or something in between, you can enjoy app lessons, podcasts, and live classes from the comfort of your home on your schedule. Here's a special limited-time deal for Edit Your Life listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription. This is only for Edit Your Life listeners at babbel.com/edit. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/edit. That's spelled babbel.com/edit. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we are back and we're talking about small comforts that are making us happy right now. I'm going to kick this one off with my super soft fuzzy jacket. I feel like right now, small comforts are, many of them take the form of physically comforting things. And that includes things that are soft, things that are warm, sort of like stuffed, not stuffed animals, literally, but like the adult version of stuffed animals, you know, kind of like wool socks. So mine is my super soft fuzzy jacket. And it's this, you know, like soft. It's not that, I mean, it was inexpensive. I got it from Uniqlo. It's the softest thing. And as opposed to like a robe or something like that, it's what I wear at home. So it's just my thing that I wear at home because we keep the thermostat low. And I love this jacket. And I love it so much that I got one for each person in my family for Hanukkah this year. And it was, they go on sale, you know, I don't know if it goes on sale once a year or more than that, but they were really inexpensive, less than $20 each. And I got one for each of my family. Now everyone wears a soft fuzzy jacket in the house.
Wait, are they all the same? Do you, can you guys like match and be coordinated?
They're different colors.
Oh. I kind of want a coordinated color photo just for myself. Just for me.
Okay. Okay. Maybe I might text you on, although rounding my family up and making that happen would be like a complete miracle.
Yeah. That's Herculean. I get it. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Asha, are you prepared for something a little woo woo? I know this is not usually your jam, but
are you kidding me?
I got it.
Of course I'm prepared.
Okay. So, I mean, this might feel a little bigger than a small comfort, but it is a small comfort. And I'm going to say my new crystal collection. And
tell us more.
Yeah. Okay. So I wrote about this, but I'm going to just give the quick backstory here because I can't expect everyone to go read about this. And the story is just so loving and forever will conjure visions of the person who helped me with this. So a few weeks ago, my teenager, Laurel, asked about crystals. And I was like, I think I need crystals too. And it turns out that my friend Brady Hahn, who is also a colleague at Women Online, she apparently is like a crystal expert. Like she has her she shed, like her office is entirely filled with crystals. It turns out her husband used to be in the business of crystals and they just have crystals, like excess crystals everywhere. And so I was like, could I buy some off of you? Like, I'd rather get them from somebody I know. And, you know, if it helps her with decluttering, great, versus just sort of randomly getting them off the internet. And she was just so incredibly loving. She put together this beautiful PowerPoint deck to show me what she had and what she recommended for the various things that ail me and us. And then sent the most beautiful, like I told her how much I wanted to spend, Venmoed her. She sent the most beautiful package. I will link that photo up because it's amazing. And included some extras for the girls. And I actually have I'm holding them now. I actually have the crystals on my desk and I rotate holding them. I have five on my desk and I'm just sort of absorbing their energy, like when I'm on calls or whatever. And they just make me really happy.
Oh, that is wonderful. Well, also so generous of your friend, you know,
incredible,
generous in terms of time and knowledge and all of that stuff and care, you know? Yeah, that's lovely. I do feel the defensive need to explain something. And that is, you said, Asha, I know this is a little woo-woo. I know this isn't your thing.
Sorry.
Let me just, no, that's okay. No. Not defensive in a bad way, but I just want to explain myself because while I may or may not have, you know, like any beliefs around crystals, I think, or anything else for that matter, you know, objects or, you know, I don't know. People have all sorts of things that give them, you know, a sense of feeling rooted and a sense of feeling connected. And so, you know, while my belief systems are mine, I think this is actually really wonderful. And I feel like, it's sort of in, I don't know, sort of in the same way that we were saying that, you know, some of us get pleasure out of one small comfort where another person doesn't. It's the same thing about this. I feel like there's now this wonderful object or collection of objects that's beautiful that you have that gives you a sense of connection, mm-hmm. not just with your friend, but with yourself. And I think that's amazing, no matter what I believe about the details. So
yes,
I just want to say that I support this
crystal
fully, and I think it's beautiful and I love it.
Well, thank you. And sorry if that, I'll just leave it there. But and actually, this is reminding me, I wanted to share one tiny other follow-up to this, is that when I posted about the crystals on Instagram, somebody who follows me who lives in Canada was like, oh, I need to find somewhere close to me or closer to me, you know, to order some crystals. And I couldn't believe I remembered the name of this place. But, you know, 20 years ago, I lived in Kingston, Ontario, while I was working on my PhD. And right around the corner from me, there was a place called Very Sherry. And it was full
of... I already love it.
Yeah, it was full of all sorts of like magical crystals, stuff I didn't understand. It was mm-hmm. like total hippie store. Mm-hmm. And I looked it up and it still exists. So I commented back and said, if you're in striking distance of Kingston, here's a place to go get some gems. Mm-hmm. And this person said, oh, wow, that's not close at all, but I'm going to order by mail. So like a connection that helps support a local business, this like local magical store that has still been in business all this time. I just love it so much. Like, how great is that?
That's so great, you know, and it's just like, you know, reaching back into your own history. I'll just say two quick things about that. Number one, I went to school at UC Berkeley. Okay. So I know all about like shops like that. And I just love them, even though, again, like it's not my, you know, it's not really my world, but I love going to shops like that just because it's just interesting. You know, it's just so interesting. And we have sort of a magical crystal shop not far from me, actually. It's probably walking distance from my house. And you know, I'm not shopping indoors right now, so I'm not really browsing in shops, but I do a lot of window shopping, and it never fails. Every time I walk by that store, I just stand by the window for a while and I peer in there and I look at like the geodes and, you know, the card decks and the, you know, the art, and it's really neat. And then one last thing, we also have like a geology oriented store in not too far from me, and it's called Ed's House of Gems.
Oh my. How direct. Yes. Okay.
Exactly. Like, who is Ed? That's my big question.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's been here ever since I moved to Portland. I moved to Portland 20 years ago.
Incredible.
What a great story. I hope I get to hold those crystals someday, Christine.
Oh my gosh, you will. You will.
Okay. All right. So, I have sort of also maybe a surprising small thing to share, and that is mine is like techie, and that is I have a pair of AirPods, which are those white Apple you know, earbuds that stick in your ear and look funny. It looks like you have two white sticks sticking out of your ears.
But AirPods. No cord, which is nice.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have like, okay, in a friendly way, but I have ridiculed everyone who's worn those pretty much ever since they came out. Okay, I'm just admitting this here.
Hey, like,
because it's just
humbling.
Like, well, because it's like, okay, really, why do you need those? You know, why? Like earbuds can be inexpensive, and what's the big deal? And I get Bluetooth, that's cool, but anyway, I have inherited a pair of AirPods because somebody in my family thought they were broken and got a new pair, but I didn't believe they were broken, and so I took the broken ones. Sure enough, they're not broken.
There
so
you go.
I have AirPods, and I've been using them, and let me tell you, it has actually been, it's like completely changed the way that I use my phone. And believe it or not, unlike many tech things which distract me or make me feel a little disconnected from what's going on around me, my AirPods have made me feel more connected. And it's been really interesting. So I find that when I walk, so when I take a walk every day, I walk my dog, but I also, if I'm not walking my dog, I usually try to take another walk. So I love walking, and all of my best ideas happen while I'm walking. Always. And so with my AirPods in, my phone is zipped up in my coat pocket, but with my AirPods in, I can use Siri, you know, the voice assistant, to like take notes for me so I can say, hey, Siri, take a note or something.
That's fabulous.
And I draft all sorts of ideas. I draft all sorts of lists. I draft all sorts of blog posts, things like that, just because I have my AirPods in. So literally I'm walking around, you know, like talking to myself, but it is so amazing. I mean, it's actually a really wonderful experience. And so I don't know. That's just become one of my really amazing small comforts that I did not expect.
I love it. That's great.
I just think it's worth mentioning because I think sometimes little, you know, tech tweaks can actually change things a lot. And given that so many of us are interacting with tech so much right now, mm-hmm. while we're staying at home and working at home, mm-hmm. it's just worth thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Totally. All right. Well, my last small comfort, it involves another wonderful human being and some generosity. And I will tell a very quick story about my friend Casey Brown, who is one of my favorite people in the Boston area. Wait, do you know Casey in person?
No.
Oh my gosh, I cannot.
You've
believe
only
that.
Talked about Casey for years.
Casey's incredible.
I think you might have. Casey might have been on the podcast.
Yes, Casey was on the podcast talking about gender identity. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Casey and I were joking online on Instagram. Actually, we had hijacked Amy Mascot's feed about newspapers. And I made some joke about, you know, how really, like, since becoming a parent, we've had an actual newspaper in the house maybe 2 to 3 times. Like, it really is a rare occurrence. And I made some joke about how funny it was, how I wish I'd caught on video the first time they were trying to fold it back together. It was, like, very awkward. Anyway, 2 seconds, like, literally seconds after we're exchanging this comment thread, I get an email saying, thank you for your subscription to the Boston Globe.
So I texted
Casey and said, did you just subscribe me to the Boston Globe? And they said, absolutely. And so a few days later, I start getting this daily subscription to this, you know, newspaper that has been obviously at the center of my life in some way. And actually, I have a long history. I used to be a Boston Globe delivery girl as a teenager. I, you know, had to assemble the Sunday paper every Sunday of my childhood. It's like a really large paper that needs to be collated in sections. And so, but this was the first time I had ever had an actual subscription, and it felt like so adult. But it has been the most joyful touch point. And I know how you feel about real newspapers too. Like you really see how the news is actually prioritized based on the layout. But like everybody is finding a little touch point of joy with this paper every day, whether it's Sudoku, reading headlines, Vi's collecting the comic section. I mean, it's just been magical. So, yeah.
I am so jealous because we don't have a daily paper anymore, a daily local paper.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Our local paper is the Oregonian, and I had the daily paper forever. Mm-hmm. I love the daily paper, and it is no longer a daily. It is daily online, and, you know, there's good reporting and all of that, but the paper version doesn't come every day. And, oh, I miss it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so glad. I'm so glad you have it there. There is something special about having a newspaper sitting around. Like you said, everyone interacts with it differently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's so great. And it's wonderful. And I would be remiss if I did not just say out loud that a subscription to your local newspaper is one of the best things that anyone can do for democracy. Mm-hmm. And just for, you know, like a well-functioning city, region, town. So, yep. You know, friends, subscribe to your local paper. It is a very, very good thing.
Yes, indeed.
That is so, so cool. And
isn't
Casey's
that
awesome for doing
I
that.
I know. Mm-hmm. So lovely. Yeah. Just like I wanted to cry. All right, Asha. Well, before I move into tears, I'm, you know, just sitting here holding my crystal and looking at your little face icon on the screen. So why don't we wrap this up?
Okay.
And tell me what your next edit is this episode.
All right. So it's pretty straightforward, but I think you're going to enjoy it, folks. And that is, first of all, identify one of your small comforts. So just, you know, take a moment and think about it. And the next time you use this thing or wear it or whatever, I want you to do just bear with me here. I want you, once you're holding this thing or using it, just pause and take maybe 2 or 3 deep breaths and just notice how good it feels and how much you love this thing. If you're really feeling moved, maybe you might even say thank you to this thing. But just notice that, you know, you have this little thing in your life and you're happy for it. And it's just a good little moment.
I love that. It's very meditative. I'm into it.
Yeah. No, it is. I did that the other day with my coffee mug. I was like, I love this coffee mug. I was standing there at, you know, 6 a.m. saying, I love this coffee mug, but it felt good to say it.
That's good. All right. Well, yeah, that's a perfect segue. I have a very, very specific thing, and it's for coffee drinkers. And it's something that I've been talking a lot about this very thing in Instagram stories, and everybody's like, yeah. So I want to just say it here. If you like coffee in the morning, set your coffee maker up the night before. This is the world's smallest action, but every morning when I have remembered to do this, I just feel happy to just go boop and turn it on. And then the mornings that I forget, or the morning after, if I forget to do it, I feel like super sad. Even though, like, it's literally, think of the like, wah, wah, your face. Like, I'm super sad if I haven't done it. So it's such a small thing, and it brings so much joy. Trust me. I know you know this. You do it. Yeah.
I do it too. Let me tell you. It's like, now there's like a whole thing with my husband. Did you set up the coffee? No. Did you set up the coffee? No, believe me. I know the pleasures of setting up the coffee the night before. And then you set out your favorite mug and it's just sitting there waiting for you.
And you think you'll make it through the day.
Now I'm going to picture you like poking the little button on your coffee machine going boop.
Yeah. Actual footage. Yeah.
Oh boy. Okay, this was really fun to talk about. I really hope it was just as fun to listen to, because it's really fun talking about this stuff. All right, friends. Well, you'll find the show notes for this episode, including links to resources we've mentioned, plus lots of great related episodes at edityourlifeshow.com.
And as ever, we love chatting with you online. This week, we'd like to know, what is your favorite small comfort right now? Bonus, maybe share a picture if you're feeling up to it. Hop over
that
to
Facebook. That would be nice.
Yeah, right? Hop over to facebook.com/edityourlifeshow and look for the question of the week pinned to the top of the page, or you can chat with us on Instagram @edityourlifeshow. We'd also be grateful if you would drop us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down,
or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.